Yeah, so as Pastor Sam said, we did the Vision Fund pledge for 3 years. And the way it worked was that we were given cards to write down our pledge, and there were two lines on the card. So the first line was for your own personal pledge, which was basically the amount that you felt that you could give and you wanted to give. And then the second line was called the faith pledge. And the faith pledge is basically whatever you feel that God wanted to provide for the Vision Fund through you. So starting in the second year, I looked at all my finances and did a rough budget and wrote down what I wanted to give to the Vision Fund. Then when I was praying for the faith pledge, I felt like I should triple it. But I wasn't sure if that amount was supposed to include my original pledge or be on top of it. So for example, like if my amount was $10,000, I didn't know if I was supposed to write down $30,000 or $40,000 for my total pledge. But anyway, as Pastor Sam always says, you can never outgive God. So I just wrote down the amount times four. And I think that if we want to prove God, we should ask for big things, not things that we can just do on our own. So, at the end of the day, I just figured, well, the faith pledge is, the personal amount is my responsibility, and the faith pledge is God's responsibility. So that's up to him to take care of. I could take care of my pledge and pray, and it was up to God to take care of his. That year, I really thought there was no way I could make the faith pledge. And by December, I really didn't have the money. And by not enough, I mean all the money in my bank accounts plus cash in hand wouldn't have been enough to cover my faith pledge. But then somehow by the end of December, some money came in, including $6,000 from the Hong Kong government. And I had just enough to make the full amount. And I was so happy that it was really easy to give it away. So then the third year for pledging came around, and that year I had quit my job, so I didn't have a salary anymore, and we did the pledge again. So this time my personal pledge was really easy to figure out because I didn't have that money to work with, and it was tiny. It was just a fraction of what it was the year before. And I felt a little bit, I felt quite inadequate because I really wished that I could do more, but I couldn't. There was no more. That was all I could give. So for the faith pledge that year, I decided, why don't I just do what I did the year before? Because if God came through that year, he can do it again. So I just tripled it. In fact, that year, again, I was afraid. I thought there's no way I'd be able to make the faith pledge. And in fact, even more so, because I didn't have a job, so I didn't know where money was going to come from. So I was quite concerned about that. But at the end of December, at the end of the year, again, beginning of December, I looked at my finances, and sure enough, there was no way I would have the amount to make the faith pledge. But then, suddenly, in the middle of the month, I got a completely unexpected transfer of money, and it was more than enough to cover my faith pledge. So those 2 years, I basically made the same pledge, just with different amounts of money. Both years, I tripled it, and both years, God came through. It wasn't until the end of the year that I had all that money in. And I really believe that, if I hadn't pledged those amounts, I wouldn't have had that amount of money at the end of the year. I was really touched and just awed by God because it really taught and showed me that it's not about the amount, but your heart. Even though the second or the third year, the previous year, the amount that I gave was so little, I believe that God was really showing me that he can use it. I think some people may think it's foolish or unwise of me to give so much to a church, but I pledged to SP for several reasons. Just like when we learn in EG, you should see where God is working and join him there. And I believe that God is here. I know God is here. I believe in SP, and even more so, I believe in God, meaning that I have confidence in God. Now that I'm not in Hong Kong, I really love Hong Kong, and I'm concerned about Hong Kong. And I believe that God is going to use SP to do great things and touch and save many lives and souls here in Hong Kong and also around the world. So that's why I believe in the Vision Fund. This past year, having to be financially supported, I've learned a lot. It's actually much easier for me to tithe now because all the money that I receive, I see clearly as God's. But when I'm getting a salary, sometimes it's so hard to give away 10% because I see all that money as my money that I earned. But it shouldn't be that way. If you're being supported, does that mean all the money belongs to God? But if you're earning a salary, then all that money is yours. If we truly believe that God is our supplier, maybe instead of asking how much we should give, we should ask him how much he wants us to keep. So I dare you to try and outgive God. He's given us so many resources, time and money, energy and talents, and we need to decide how we're going to invest those things. Whether we're going to invest in our own earthly kingdom, in man's kingdom, or in God's kingdom. And I believe my time and money is best invested in God's kingdom.